the religious and cultural conditioning that we all have been subjected to has made us suppress our sexual energy. There is this concept of shame going around the expression of our sexuality. But what if our sexual energy and our sexuality was the key to our spiritual liberation? My name is Silvana. I'm a sexual healing coach and the founder of the Venusian Academy, a space for the exploration of Tantra and the divine feminine arts. Okay, so today we're going to explore the connection between sexuality and spirituality. How does sexuality connect with the divine? We're going to go through just the exploration of like the human journey of self-discovery. Then we're going to explore kind of the energetic centers of the body. We'll talk about how they all build on top of each other. And then we'll make a bridge to understand what is the actual energetic connection between sexuality and spirituality. So let's start with the human journey. We're here on a journey of self-discovery. The difference between us and any other animal of our species is that we are self-aware. We have a consciousness and an understanding that, yes, I am a human, but I am a spiritual being having a human experience, right? So that is the awakening of consciousness. It's almost like our God selves awaken to the fact that we are much more than these sacred animals. And life is the journey of exploring what am I in relation to this divine force, to creation itself, to the universe, to God, to source, whatever you want to call it. So this journey starts the question of who am I? And the self-discovery process starts at the lower chakras. Our first awareness of ourselves is that, okay, I am an animal. I am a creature just like that one that, you know, eats and reproduces and has sexuality and, you know, hunts and is hungry and then he dies. This is the awareness of that first chakra. And as we begin exploring and expanding and mastering certain chakras, for example, the first one being safety, mastering safety from Mother Nature herself, then we start that ascension process of, okay, then it steps into creativity and then power and then love. And we understand love between humans and expression, creative expression, seeing beyond what we see in physicality and then our connection to the divine. This is the, you know, very surface level journey of the, you know, that we humans go through. Because it goes from the bottom up, the first chakra is the root chakra, the Muladhara center. And this is all concerned about safety. And like I said, we kind of have mastered safety from Mother Nature, but of course there's still all these distortions about what safety means for us. And we're still traumatized in this, you know, survival instinct, trauma response from our first interaction with our environment, with Mother Nature. The sacral center, sexual center, the second chakra, is concerned with sexual expression and creativity. So sexual expression and creativity, it's built upon safety. If there's no safety, there's no interest in that because I'm still in survival energy, survival mode. We can find ways of saying, yes, I am safe, not really feeling safe. And that starts a distortion in the center. But whenever we set up that foundational energy of safety and I'm no longer in survival energy, then I can get interested and my energy naturally wants to go through the expression of sexuality and creativity. And then the third chakra is the solar plexus chakra. And this is all concerned about power, my ego, my sense of self. What is power? My relationship to power, my sense of being, my right to exist on this plane as a sexual creative creature that seeks safety and expansion. Okay, so because one builds on top of the other, the meeting point between the polarity of the animal nature and the spiritual nature, which is, you know, expression, communication, seeing beyond the veil and my connection with divinity, is through the heart center. This is the meeting point of the animal and the spiritual nature. And for that bridge to happen through the heart, our animal needs to be seen as divine. The whole concept of Tantra in like from the most surface level is a spiritual ancient technology of interweaving, weaving together our animal with our spiritual, our inner Shiva with our inner Shakti, our consciousness with our everything that we are. It's weaving, coming together, bringing two into one. That is the process of evolution of consciousness in humanity. So whenever we're able to feel, observe, and be one in our animal self and our spiritual self, there is that inner merging that is going on within ourselves. And this is why, you know, you cannot disconnect our sexuality from our spirituality, because our entire process in this life, in being human beings on planet Earth, is to be able to experience the divinity in the animal, the top and the bottom, like that marriage between the two centers. That is the full expression of a unified human that has activated its heart, because it's able to bring together, weave together, create that internal marriage, that internal union between the animal self and the spiritual self. And to see the sexual as divine is to see God in the expression of sexuality. It's to perceive this wholeness and divinity. Now, why isn't this easy for us? Well, because we have so much religious and cultural conditioning. When it comes to religious conditioning, you know, there is a separation between our sexuality, where it is, you know, it is said that it is shameful and that it's only meant for the reproduction of other humans. And it's watched and overlooked by this God that is saying, like, you know, there is a, you know, this energy, this connection with like the original sin and just that castration that we had from our sexual centers is what allowed us to collectively agree to become disconnected from our spiritual nature, therefore collectively agreeing to seek religion as a middleman to be able to connect with divinity. Now, obviously, we're in a season of our human history where we are awakening to our spiritual nature, and we're no longer subscribing to outdated models of me being separate from the divine, but having to have some sort of intermediary or middleman to be able to establish that connection. The beginning of religion starts with the interception between the human and the divine. Like, the church needed to exist in order for that bridge to, you know, to happen. So why did we agree with that to that? Well, because collectively we were in a spiritually mature place where we didn't know. But the awakening that we're going through right now is awakening humanity to its innate divinity in its most animal expression. So to be able to observe sexuality as divine is to create that union within the self that is going to remove the need for an external validation of our divine nature. The reason why it's difficult is because of these programs. So these programs of disconnection from sexuality has had a particular flavor where it has been projected upon female sexuality, the like woman in general. Female sexuality being described as, and the reproductive, you know, everything to do with female sexuality, including menstruation, including our blood, including, the natural cycle, childbirth, all of these things related to like the creative sexual process of the feminine has been completely immersed in shame, guilt, and fear. So this is an indication that if there is so much shame, guilt, and fear projected onto female sexuality, there might be a reason for that. If you're trying to enslave other human beings and you suppress feminine sexuality by creating all of these, you know, mental complexes of shame, being our sexuality being shameful, then you are disconnected woman from their divine source. Because whenever we look at the story of, you know, of duality, we have the feminine and the masculine, light and the dark, the animal and the spiritual. We're in a journey of uniting those two polarities within ourselves and being able to observe life from that neutral place of like everything is an expression of the divine. But whenever we shame the feminine sexuality, we are shaming the most animal, grounded, earth-based expression of humanity. This is why the next wave of spiritual liberation is going to happen through the liberation of sexuality and a woman's sexuality and her sexual power. The woman that frees her sexuality is reclaiming her spiritual right as a sovereign and powerful being. And we are in the, you know, releasing stages of this very heavy patriarchal blanket that has humanity very dormant in almost like an overpowering, distorted masculine energy. This isn't just women receiving the impacts of this. This translates to every single human being because we all have both polarities, feminine and masculine. But you start suppressing the feminine nature and the feminine sexual nature, you start suppressing like the energy at its core. And because it's suppressed, that's the first energy that needs to be liberated. So if you want to create union between your spiritual and your animal self, you have to get past these blockages of shame, guilt, fear, programming, cultural and religious programming that lives in all of us. The way to do this is to learn about emotional mastery, how to purify my emotions, how to purify from shame, how to feel fear without collapsing into it, how to connect to my sexuality as something that is divine. I have a lot of resources inside the Venusian Academy that are free if you want to take on this exploration. And I also have a coaching and mentoring program for women that want to make that bridge between their sexual and their spiritual nature. So all that information is going to be found in the description box below. Otherwise, if you enjoyed this video, please like it, subscribe, check out all my resources that I have here under regarding courses and free workshops, free courses that are inside the Academy. And if you enjoyed this video, please interact with the algorithm. It really helps, okay? I'm a very small channel, one woman show over here. So thank you so much for your help, and I'll see you guys next time.